come the money. Oh my God, what was that?
What the fuck?
We'll get into the botch of the cinch, the flop of the cinch. We'll get into that. But welcome back to the Jobber Circle Wrestling Podcast. What a weekend it's been with WrestleMania.
Yeah, you know? Definitely delivered, yeah. I'd say, for the most part.
Yeah, we'll get into that. We'll jump right into rating WrestleMania Night 2. Of course, if it gets a 1, it gets a potato or only negative rating on our rating scale. 2 gets a pop, you know, it means good, it's solid. Yeah. 3, this is awesome. 4 is elite. And 5, our best rating you can get is a brass ring.
Yes.
Starting off the night, you know, night one started off with the big match with John Cena and Austin Theory. Night two started off as well with the literal and figurative big match in Brock Lesnar and Almost.
Yeah, thought it was pretty crazy. It was a good way to start. sorry, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, it just it seemed kind of short.
It did, right? Yeah. I think for the first match, it was kind of short. I think Brock Lesnar was ready to get out of there.
Right, that's exactly what I said. As soon as he's the first match, you know he's just gonna get out of there. As soon as the match is over, he's not sticking around. A match that kind of, I mean, I think it did, we were talking about in our prediction episode that Almost kind of needed to win this match, but I think, you know, even though he didn't win, of course, if you're watching this, maybe you know you should already know the results. Almost ended up winning the match, Almost ended up losing the match,
right?
He was winning the match the majority of the time until, like, basically the last 2 minutes where Brock pulled out 3 German suplexes, you know, taking him to Suplex City, mm-hmm. and then just dropping him with 1F5. And, that was pretty much it. So, were you going
to
say something?
Yeah, I was going to say it was pretty crazy in the beginning to see Omos just, like, throwing Brock Lesnar, because I feel like Brock Lesnar's so used to being the biggest guy in the match that it was kind of probably intimidating. And I know we said that before in a prior episode.
Right.
It was just kind of crazy to see that he just throws him like nothing.
That's what I was trying to get to before in my brain. I squiggle around everywhere, but no, you're right. That's basically the point, is even though he didn't win the match, he still kind of, you know, got over in a way with showing his dominance, because the majority of the match was Almost until, you know, just Brock took over at the, you know, typical what Brock does,
right?
You know, take over at the end and win it. But I'd give it a 2. I give it a pop.
I'd give it a 2 also.
Yeah.
I think it was a solid match.
Mm-hmm.
Solid good popper.
What'd you think about this next match?
The Fatal 4-Way Women's match.
The Women's Showcase, basically tag match.
Women's Showcase, yeah. I think it was pretty obvious from the start who was going to win this. You had your teams that were very put together that weren't even real teams to begin with, except for, of course, the winners, which were Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler.
Yep.
There were some highlights throughout the match. Raquel kind of lifting, you know, Liv Morgan, throwing her outside of the ring.
Yeah.
Natty's double sharpshooter.
Oh, yeah, that was a good spot.
That was a really good spot. And then just, of course, at the end, Ronda with the win.
Just picture
spot. Pretty predictable.
Yeah, pretty predictable. That's true. But this one, I don't really want to give it a potato.
I think I'm going to give it a 2.
Yeah, for WrestleMania's sake,
yeah,
I'll give it a 2. Mm-hmm. It gets a pop.
It gets a pop.
Now, Bobby Lashley then came out, to get his WrestleMania moment, I guess, because, you know, he was originally supposed to face Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania, but of course, as we said, Bray Wyatt got injured, so Bobby's basically WrestleMania spot was on Friday.
Right.
And the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal and him winning that, and then he just came out with the trophy too.
Yeah, and for a second I thought, they're going to bring him out. Could something happen? Could somebody come out? But it was, you know, about a minute long out there that he got to bring out the trophy, show it off for a sec, and then that was it.
Again, I wouldn't want to give this moment a potato. I guess it gets a pop for the moment.
It did get a pop, because I even said too, that trophy looks pretty damn heavy.
Yeah, and he's all lifting it.
He's lifting it, yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool too. You know, I just picture him in the back, you know, oh, we can roll it out. He's like, no, I'll hold it. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was. Then Intercontinental title match, Gunther versus Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus. Now this, what a match.
What a match. Yeah, definitely.
Brawling brute type of match.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah. Chop after chop after chop. Like,
yeah.
It was a chop fest. It was a slobber knocker. My
chop
God.
City.
Yeah. So, I really think Sheamus deserved it. I really think Sheamus did deserve it. But, you know, that was kind of the the story of the match too is just when Sheamus was gonna win that title that he's never had. You know, Drew McIntyre kind of kept ruining it for him, and then in the end, it ended up being Gunther that just, you know, taking them both out,
right,
to win it. So.
Right. So basically, I feel like Gunther got to take a break there because for a second I was like, where did he go? Mm-hmm. Nowhere to be found. Shows up and retains it. So I don't know. I guess that part was pretty upsetting.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess if they want to keep going with the longest reigning, you know, Intercontinental Champion of this century, like, isn't that kind of crazy that we've already reached a point in the 2000s where, like, we're literally 23 years into the century. So we can actually start saying, like, this person is the longest blank of this century.
Right.
Because essentially for the last 23 years. Like, that's just crazy.
It's pretty crazy.
It still blows my mind that just time goes by so fast.
Yeah.
We're already in 2023. We could say he's been the longest champion of this century.
And then I think you mentioned something as far as the Intercontinental title that, you know, that you haven't really seen this much importance to it.
Honestly, yeah.
You know, until now.
Yeah.
They're making it such a big deal.
And that's why this match, with how hard hitting it was, how just awesome it was, like they even mentioned, it's not going to get style points, but it still, in a way, does, because just it was, like, I guess different in a way to where just, man, I don't know how to describe it. It was typical WWE style type of match, but it was also different. It was just like, I don't know. Basically my point is this, along with the importance of the Intercontinental, like bringing it back to its level of importance, because I feel like even the U.S. title has kind of, like, over the past recent years been kind of put in a higher regard, especially like with John Cena and the open challenges. Like, it's been kind of put even in a higher regard than the Intercontinental title, but they're really bringing the spotlight back on that, and like how they were saying the workman's title or the workhorse's mm-hmm. title. I forgot what they use, but
yeah.
That this match and just that bringing that status back to the Intercontinental title. Brass ring moment.
Brass ring.
Ring match.
Definitely give it a 5. I guess it's good to say that I, like, you know, of course the Intercontinental title and the U.S. title are not as big as the, of course, the Universal Undisputed.
Yeah, they're like the mid-card titles.
But... Right, they're like the mid, but that just proves, like, that even if they wanted to, they couldn't even be a low-tier title because of how popular, you know, not popular, but, you know, how big of a deal that they are.
Yeah, because... for a while there, they kind of were lost in the shuffle. It's kind of just like, because I feel like even saying mid-card titles kind of does a disservice to it, because mm-hmm. it's like, you know, you think like weight classes, like, you know, welterweight champion, you have a welterweight champion, then you have a heavyweight champion. It's like, it's not supposed to be seen that like that heavyweight champion is better than the welterweight just because he weighs more. Like, they're still the same level, you know, level of champion.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're just in different classes. Same thing with, like, I feel like the Universal and the, like, belts, like the Intercontinental and the U.S. title. It's supposed to be like the Universal. It's like, you're like the wrestler and the face of the company, but like something like the Intercontinental, like, you're like the workhorse, you're like the badass, like, you know, wrestler of the company.
Right.
You know, but not in the lower level.
Right,
not
exactly.
Mid-card level. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. And I mean, what else can you say? I mean, we gave it a brass ring, so.
Yep. Definitely. Definitely deserves. I would say match of the night, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Match of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Considering the main event, which we'll get to.
Yeah. And then the next match, we had the Raw Women's title. Of course, Bianca Belair versus Asuka.
Mm-hmm. So we had their pretty cool entrances. Asuka's masks are just so, like, unique, I feel like. It's so, they're so impressive, I would say, you know, the design. So, of course, you had your the lineup of different Asuka masks, I guess you could say. And then, of course, she's at the end.
Would Asuka please stand up?
Yeah, literally. So then she's at the end of the line. And then just her face paint, everything is just, her style is just so cool.
Yeah, it really is. Really is.
And then I remember last year, WrestleMania, Bianca had, I think she had like a choir or something for hers, if I remember correctly. So this year she had actually like an all-girls dance team, which was really cool. Really impressive, because, I don't know, just seeing that kind of just made me like think back, like, how much I wanted to be on dance team. I know it's like not really like, what, you know, what we're talking about, but I just saw it. And I was like, man, like, I really wanted to do that. So they had a popular dance team well-known in Los Angeles called Divas of Compton. Just, you know, little girls, and just, man, they can move.
Yeah, that just goes to show how all aspects of wrestling, like, even things like, you know, epic entrances can resonate to people in different ways.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And pretty cool. The match itself was, you know, it was, well, actually, this wasn't the main event, like, by they had two matches after this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, so this was a clear, I guess they were already planning to put it in the middle of the card, but right. it still delivered as a main event match.
It really did for the women's.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, the downfall was when Asuka, sprayed the poison mist, and yeah, that didn't work out.
Completely missed.
Did you really see Bianca winning this match?
No, I didn't. I really thought it was going to be Asuka. Bianca being the wrestler she is, I love her. Uh-huh. But, like, I found myself at the end of this match saying, like, why?
Right.
Like, love her, but why? Because I feel like Asuka really deserved it, especially after her return. Recently, and she won Elimination Chamber, right? Was that the last thing she won?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I just really saw, like, after her, I would say, mighty return, right. that she was going to be winning this, and sadly, nope. she didn't.
Yeah. I guess there's more in store for Bianca Belair, like Triple H said in the press conference. We got, the story keeps going.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. The story keeps going, so we'll see how the story keeps going for Bianca. Oh,
man. I'm going to give this match a 3.
I'll give it a 3-2. It was pretty awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
Did we even rate Gunther? Oh, yeah. We did give it a breast ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
my favorite part of the night.
The flop of the cinch.
Man. Poor guy.
So we had Shane McMahon. Of course, Miz, Snooper in the ring. Of course, they were talking about how he had that match with Pat McAfee. So Miz technically had a match 2 nights in a row because Snoop called him out to have another match.
Right.
And, it was, here come the money.
The Shane O'Mac.
The Shane O'Mac.
Makes his triumphant return after the whole Royal Rumble last year shabacle.
First he loosened up his knees, running down the ring and dancing, and then...
You even said, too, when he got to the ring, you were like, oh, he's kind of winded.
Yeah. And then 30 seconds into the match...
It just completely blew out his knee. Very noticeable.
Oh.
And then... I just had to get that laugh in there.
I'm sorry. I feel bad for laughing. Yes, I feel terrible for laughing, but like...
I feel like it's my way of laughing is my way of like trying not to feel so bad. Because,
does my
like,
turmoil amuse you, Jim? The office reference.
Yeah. So then we had the medic sweep in and get him. Miz just kind of stood there like, I wasn't really expecting that from him, but he really just like had no idea. It's like you don't expect something like that to happen.
Why was Shane trying to pull out that move?
I don't know. So quick.
Leapfrog so move. In his,
yeah.
Like he's not. I'm sure he had ring rust. I'm sure. Like if he did train, I'm sure it was only for a few weeks.
Right.
Like if this was just sudden, not planned. Like
it must be a McMahon thing. Considering, remember when Vince blew his quads, literally entering the ring.
Both of his quads at the Royal Rumble. Yes.
Oh man, but nevertheless,
he's like, I throw out his jacket. He walks in. He's like, and then like the next shot, you see him. He's just sitting there, and the ref's talking to him. He's like.
Can't move, but nevertheless,
oh, yeah, his legs are out like this. But anyway,
nevertheless, Snoop Dogg comes in and Snoop Dogg swoops in and saves the day, really, really greatly. So he basically takes over the match. He is such a pro, right?
Yeah, and he's been in the business of like filmmaking in Hollywood,
yeah,
and, all that, he was used to it,
yeah.
And yeah, he swooped in like a pro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, considering like how I was saying before, like Miz kind of just stood there, didn't really know what to do, wasn't really expecting it. And then Snoop, was thinking way ahead than Miz.
Very improvised.
Yes.
But, yeah, it was awesome.
Very improvised and impressive.
So, yeah.
So Snoop basically defeats.
Ended up taking out the Miz with the people's elbow.
Yeah.
But he didn't have an elbow pad to throw. So I wonder if that was improvised too, that he threw his glasses into the audience, because I'm pretty sure that was those glasses, glasses cost a bit of cabbage.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Willingly for the bit. Uh-huh. Threw him into the crowd. Yep. Man, what a pro.
He probably just had to get into it.
What a pro.
Yeah,
and I'm sure that's going to be a great moment for him to remember, as being a legit wrestling fan.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. That's just.
Should we rate this segment?
I feel bad for Shane.
Should we rate it?
And we're going to rate it, but I feel so bad for Shane because right after Shane blew out his knee and Snoop Dogg, they never mentioned Shane again. They never mentioned them again. No. Even the announcers, when they like cut back to the camera on the announcers, they're like, "We can't believe it. We just saw Snoop Dogg just defeat Miz." And it's like, "What about Shane?
What about Shane?"
They like were like, "Nope, that never happened."
Yeah, sadly.
He didn't come back.
Yeah.
Oh my God, poor guy can't catch a break. First he gets fired after the whole Royal Rumble shabacle, and then he comes back and blows out his knee in 30 seconds. Like, we don't mean to laugh and poke fun, but like, it's just like, yeah, it's like myself. Like I said, it's like sometimes you gotta laugh at your pain.
Right.
You know, like I
it's exactly what it
I've loved Shane since I was a kid, and I still love Shane, but Jesus Christ, that sucks.
Man. I think, sadly, you know, with what happened to Shane, but considering how Snoop saved it all, I think I'll rate this whole thing maybe like a 3. I thought it was awesome.
With the improvisation, yes. Yes. Okay, I'll give it a 3.
Yeah.
I give it, this is awesome. Even for, God, we're going to remember this moment.
I know.
It's going to be this generation's Vince blows out his quad.
That's, yes,
it's going to be this generation's of that moment.
Definitely. Oh man.
Edge and Demon Finn Balor, or I'm not even, don't even say Finn Balor, because the whole match, they're just the demon. It's like, okay,
they're really,
like,
milking it,
very comical. Yeah. But Edge versus Demon Finn Balor in the Hell in a Cell.
Yes. So you had I mean, I think maybe one of the coolest parts was the entrances. You know, you had Brood Edge entrance, looking like the Disco Skull from Scooby Doo. If anyone's seen the Scooby Doo movie,
Spooky Island.
Yeah, from Spooky Island. We should. We're gonna tell our daughter this is Brood Edge. Yeah. Oh man, yeah. And then
my glasses are all fucked up.
I guess apparently no Gangrel entrance.
I know, that was sad.
Was rumored
as a lifelong Gangrel fan. For those who don't know, I only got into wrestling because some people, like I've always said, some people get into wrestling, like my brother, because of The Rocks.
Yeah.
Some people get into wrestling because of Stone Cold. I got into wrestling because of Gangrel.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I had watched wrestling for a few weeks, but that was the first thing I saw when I was like, oh my gosh, who are these guys?
Yeah.
And it was the Brood.
It was, yeah, pretty upsetting. I was really looking forward to that. I really thought it was going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, you had the Demon Finn Balor with his, how would you describe that? You know, you had the smoke, and then you had his tentacle head.
It's like, you, it's like, I don't know. I feel like that's like the old school versus like the new school, like kind of like alt metal type of person, where it's, right, like you had Edge, like the badass, actually, like leather jacket, got the Disco Skull. He's, yeah, got, you know, the fire and all that. And then you have Finn Balor with the streamers and, you know, smoke, like he's at an EDM show showing his tongue. You know, like he's off a perk. Or whatever they take. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
whatever
know.
Whatever the
either.
Kids do these days. No, I'm just kidding. Like, what? How old are we?
Oh, my God.
But no, yeah, I just feel like this whole Demon Balor, like, I at one point I was like, kind of looks funny, Noni.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, starting the match, they got pretty much right into it, bringing out the kendo sticks, the chairs, and then even the tables. There was a few table spots. And then how about that ladder? How about that ladder hit?
Oh, my God.
So of course, if you've seen it, there's this point where Edge throws the ladder and I guess, you know, causes, yeah, Finn Balor
hits
to
Finn Balor and...
Yeah, I mean, you're throwing a freaking ladder at him, causes Finn Balor to bleed. And then it was kind of awkward from there, because you had about like a, how long would you say? We should have timed
like
that.
2 minutes. About at least
two to 3 minutes, yeah, stalled, where it just looks very obvious that they're, you know, patching up
Finn
yeah, Balor just because he's bleeding a little.
Staples or whatever. Yeah, and it's, yeah, like, I understand, like, you know, the safety of the performers, but I really feel like it should be at Finn and Edge's discretion. And it's like, you know, if he really was like, no, it's fine, you know.
I mean, he's covered in paint. Would you even have been able to see,
yeah,
that
but
he was bleeding?
He was really pouring. Like, he started pouring quick on the ring. But so I understand the safety part, but at the same time, it's like, this is wrestling, people.
Yeah.
We know this. This is wrestling. And Finn's, you know, Finn's an old school guy, you know, by at least an old soul. But he knows, like, That's what happens.
Like even if, yeah, even if the intention was to not bleed.
Right.
Like, still, like, I'm sure, like you said, if it was up to them, it'd be like, let's just keep going.
Yeah, it's like, this is a Hell in a Cell match where,
right,
it's like supposed to be like the epitome, or not epitome, like the pinnacle of this whole feud that's, right, like been, you know, like a brew, what do they call it? Like just like a blood feud, basically. Yeah. And it's like, this is supposed to be the pinnacle of that. And they can't even bleed?
Yeah.
Like, what?
And then you have your sponsor of the match, which is the Pope Exorcist movie.
Literally. And then it's like you have the demon versus this dark side of Edge, this brood Edge.
Yeah.
And the hell in a Hell in a Cell, this blood feud. And
no blood allowed.
The second somebody bleeds, you're going to stall the match for 2 minutes. And even the crowd was booing every time the camera cut away to the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
that really like that's why I come out of the match saying like, it's all right. Because literally, as we're going to talk about the main event, you get to a point where the momentum gets so high and then there's things that just like.
Just throws it off.
And you're just like, okay, well, that lost all its momentum.
Yeah, just throws it off completely. And then they think they can win it all by, you know, Edge with this concerto winning the match. So, Brood Edge wins.
Yeah, it I guess after that, they really delivered and then it ended well. So,
mm-hmm. Considering Edge won, I know this was your question before the match. Do you see this being his last WrestleMania now?
I really hope not.
Yeah.
I'm going to say for Cena. I really hope not, but he did win, so.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to tell. We really don't know.
It might be his last Mania, but yeah, it's definitely not his last match.
Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't say that either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
okay, yeah. I think when we go back and watch this match, and knowing what happened with that blood spot, and I'm sure maybe they'll just cut it,
right,
that little part out.
Yeah.
I think going back, it'll be a really good match. Mm-hmm. To go back on, it's just in the moment, it was just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'll give it a 3.
I'm going to give it a 3 too.
Yeah.
Nice.
Then, of course, the Hall of Fame moment. We don't really have to rate that. It's kind of a bonus moment. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Well, actually, let's do that. How would you rate this Hall of Fame class?
A 2?
Yeah.
I'd give it a 2. I was really disappointed when I realized that they were not inducting anyone else after they
there's no tag team.
Announced the
They really should, like, I don't know if they've actually devoted or like confirmed it, but like they should have like a tag team wing.
Yeah.
You know, they have a celebrity wing,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and then even prior to Friday, whenever they had their Hall of Fame ceremony, I even asked, like, you think this is it? And you're like, no, normally it's a tag team or a faction or both.
Yeah.
And there wasn't that this year, so I don't know. Maybe they didn't have enough time to prepare or something.
Maybe,
I don't know.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on, WWE.
Yeah.
All these questions might be answered when I guess the announcement comes that they're expecting, you know, the buyer of the company.
Yeah.
We'll get into that again at the main event, which was actually, now.
Yeah, here we are. So, we've arrived at the main event.
Yeah, the Universal Undisputed WWE Heavyweight Champion of the World.
Yeah. What do we even say about this?
Epic entrances. I really dug their entrances.
With
the pyro and just, I think they didn't have the epic band or like, you know, choir or whatever. Uh-huh. But
Roman did have the pianist.
Oh yeah, that's true. He did have the pianist. Mm-hmm. But I think too the fact the length of the entrances really did it justice of being like epic, and then having multiple sets of pyro go off.
Yeah,
I really liked the last entrances of WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
As for the match, you know, typical Roman match, which is solid, good, you know, starts off slow and then, you know, a lot of trash talking and then picks up. Man.
I really wish this would have ended differently. I think we all. I mean,
like
the shock, the betrayal I felt.
The betrayal. The deception.
Yeah.
If you're going to have Roman really destroy this huge momentous moment for Cody, at least have him win it clean. At least have a clean finish.
Yeah.
I know maybe they, you know, did a dusty finish where just, you know, people getting involved so Cody can, you know, what are you going to do? Have Cody rematch Roman at Backlash? Is that going to be the next one, pay-per-view, Backlash?
Yeah.
Or did they move Backlash to after? Backlash was always after WrestleMania, and then they wanted to fucking move it now.
Yeah. Well, the next one is the Puerto Rico one.
Oh, it is Backlash. Okay. Yeah. So, okay. Good. Glad we're back to that. Anyway, what are you going to have? Oh, you cheated at WrestleMania, so we're going to, you know, have a rematch at Backlash. Are you going to really have Cody win at Backlash? You really going to, if you have Cody win at Backlash, it's almost going to be even worse than Cody not winning at WrestleMania, because it's like, wow, you really destroyed that WrestleMania moment. So have to have Cody win a Backlash. Okay, so Cody's not going to win a Backlash. So then you're going to prolong Roman Reigns' reign to over 1,000 days. Okay, great. So then who's going to you better have a damn good plan with who's going to defeat Roman after the 1,000 days, because if you really think it's going to be Cody and you destroyed that WrestleMania moment for Cody, you're going to now destroy the Backlash moment for Cody. You really expect Cody to be the one to come and face Roman 1,000 days and it means something then? Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be kind of destroyed. Like I said, right. The momentum is there. And like Triple H said, you want to, Cody Rhodes talks about finishing the story. The story never ends. It's like, yeah, the story never ends. Doesn't mean the story's not going to be shit.
Yeah.
From here on out.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
And I feel like the longer it goes on, like, why? And even too, like how you mentioned Triple H when he talked about that, you know, the person who's going to be the one to come in and take those titles from Roman has to basically be on the same level as him. So basically you're saying that that's not Cody?
He basically, so like, what did that mean? Without, I don't even know if he realized that he basically said that's not Cody. So yeah. Sorry, kids.
Which is really shitty.
Sorry, kids.
Yeah, which is really shitty to say.
You know, yeah, at the end of the day, you know, I even said I'm not going to care who wins at the end of the day, because yeah, it is going to be cool to see Roman Reigns with that 1,000-day reign.
Yeah.
But like I said, two points, like I said, like, you ruined this momentum for Cody, so don't really expect, don't, you know, when Cody's not over, if, I hope he is, but if Cody's not over in 6 months, I hope WWE's not the one that like, ooh, why is Cody not over? It's like, well, because you ruined a moment for him. Yeah, because
you messed that up.
Yeah. And then another moment is like, if you are going to really make Roman, yeah, that's going to be cool. Yeah, he's going to go over 1,000 days, but like I said, you better have a damn good person to put over when they defeat Roman when he's been champion over 1,000 days. But as far as WWE goes, it's probably going to be someone like Omos. Like, how do you say it?
I think it's Omos.
Omos. It's going to be someone like Omos.
Yeah.
Calling it. WWE keeps having its way. Omos is going to be the one to defeat Roman.
Oh, God. I can't even see that. And like how you said too, just considering how this match ended, you said you felt like night one of WrestleMania was a very Triple H way of doing things, and night two felt very very Vincey.
Yep. Yep. It's like Triple H got to have his night and Vince got to have his night. And because
you had three titles on the line tonight and no title changes.
It was just typical booking. Yeah. Typical booking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very, man, why?
Yeah.
Why?
It sucks. You know, what a way to end the weekend. Like I said, Cody's momentum, maybe it's not fully ruined, but you definitely, oh man, that could have been such a moment for so many people, especially Cody. But, you know, could they be doing this? Because it's like, hey, you still at the end of the day, you know, turn your back on us and went to start another company.
Right.
Like, you really think we're going to give you the ball?
Right away.
You come back. So, you know, I mean, what do you expect? Triple H spent his career burying people just so he can stay on the top. You really think he's going to do the right thing now?
Damn.
No offense.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just stating the obvious.
But that's really sad.
Don't get mad when I say facts, people.
That's real petty.
You know, that is what I mean. So that's the actual Mark answer that why, you know, Roman could have retained. But I really think you can go the business answer is WWE does have a sale pending, it looks like. So could this be part of the plan that, like, hey, Roman's going to stay champion for now just until everything goes through.
Right.
And then when the other company takes over, we'll see how things go from there. You know, let's not change things too many things too quick right now.
That's true. You know, who knows? That could have been, like you said, somewhere in the fine print.
Yeah, maybe, you know, Roman being the face of the company right now is part of the pushing of the selling of the company.
Yeah. Man, everything's so it could
be
business. That
could be the business route, most likely, like we always is.
Yeah.
Or it just could just be holding off for somebody else.
Yeah. Everything's about the business and the money. I know exactly. Yeah. Right? Because
we thought Cody was going to be the next guy, but clearly I guess not now, because it's like when are you going to have Cody win SummerSlam next year, WrestleMania? It's not going to be as big as and then any other pay-per-view in between, not going to be as big
as
especially what you could have created.
Considering he was the Royal Rumble winner,
I
feel like it was just the perfect opportunity now. Like, okay, so then what? You're going to have a new Royal Rumble winner next year?
Well, I mean, it's typical by now. Like, there's been few Royal Rumble winners. Same thing with Money in the Bank.
Mm.
That, you know, it's always still the flip of the coin. You know, not all Royal Rumble winners win.
Right.
Not all Money in the Bank winners cash in and win, you know.
Right.
Yeah. But then Asuka too, Elimination Chamber winning, and then yeah, she didn't win the title match. So I think that's cool to have here and there, just to kind of prove that that could happen.
Right. You
know, just because they win one thing doesn't mean they're going to be guaranteed that spot. But still, Cody should have won. Yeah.
And I think because like how we say too, when we rate these matches, we take everything into consideration from beginning to end, and considering the end and the way that we all wanted it to go, but it didn't. I'm going to give this match a 3.
I was going to give it a 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, I understand Roman's the guy, and, like, I don't fully dislike how it ended, you know. Mm-hmm. I guess in the moment I hated it, but, like, now, after looking back, I'm like, oh, it was, you know, still a good night, still a good match.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, it just leaves me wondering, like, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
Usos lost their titles, so it's like Roman's going to go back to Roman bullying them. Oh, right. I won, y'all lost.
Exactly.
Like, acknowledge me. Stand in line. And it's like I said, why not just have him win clean?
Yeah.
Just so you can, like, give Cody, like, some credit that he didn't lose, you know, or that he lost unfairly.
Right.
But still, like, you're already ruining his momentum, so why?
Yeah.
You know?
It's sad. But I mean,
this is the reason why he left, because of shit like this.
Right? Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. And I don't know.
I'm just being a mark, I guess, people.
No, it was the time and it just didn't happen. But overall, I think...
I think at the end of the day, we'll be fine with Roman to, you know, stay as champion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been 945 days.
Yeah, I'm just not going to get excited for any upcoming title match because he's not going to lose it anytime soon, people. Yeah,
that's very true. Like, we get our hopes up for nothing.
Yeah. Oh, God, watch Bron Breakker come and take... be the one to defeat his reign.
Oh my God.
Like who?
Yeah, that's besides, what I mean. Like, there's really
because if you have anyone that's already like a veteran, it's like just no. Automatic no. Like no Bobby Lashley, no Rock, no Brock. Like you can't do that. Because if that's really gonna be the person to defeat his reign, that'll be as bad of a decision as having Brock be the one to defeat Undertaker's WrestleMania streak. Like, it's like, he did not need that.
Yeah.
You know, so The Rock doesn't need it. Like, no one needs that. Like, you know, no veteran needs that right now. So if you're going to have someone defeat Roman, it's got to be somebody that's going to be, like Triple H said in the press conference, the next guy. So who's that? Is it Almas? Like, is it Bron Breakker? Like,
you can't really see it. You can't really see nothing right now. Because we all thought Cody.
Cameron Grimes, there's, you know, that he's getting caught up. He's gotten jacked. Like,
what? Yeah.
Who? Xavier Woods.
Who?
I have Xavier Woods. I'm calling it right now. Xavier Woods.
You know, he needs to come back, Big E.
To defeat. I know. That would be really cool.
That would be really
cool. If it was Big E, yeah. Man, that would be really cool if Big E came back and defeated Roman.
Oh, man.
There's a universe where that's happening. Man. Well, we don't want to end this podcast sad now.
I know.
Jesus.
That was really depressing.
Well, Big E's doing better. He's happy. You know, he's doing a lot of Snickers commercials, which is awesome. I'm sure he's getting all the Snickers he wants.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's too funny.
Yeah. We hope y'all enjoyed WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2, people.
I know I did.
We definitely did. Yeah. Yes. I'm going to end with giving this a 3. It does get it. This is awesome. I think at the end of the day, you know, we you know, as wrestling fans, you know, we tend to get a little marky sometimes. It don't fit. We think we don't get our way, but we got to remember at the end of the day, it's all subjective, and, you know, some things are just best for business, I guess.
Yeah. We got the marks inside of us.
Yeah, exactly. So no, I think all in all, happy for Roman. I'm really hoping he does. Well, now he better go over the 1,000-day reign. You know what
I know.
Mean? So
I mean, so close already. So
yeah. But yeah, you can follow us at Jobber Circle on social media. Be on the lookout for Jobber Circle Reddit group and Facebook group.
And
I guess Discord. We're gonna try to get into Discord. I don't know how. I'm getting old already where these freaking social media apps are already. Like, where I'm like, what is that? What is a Discord? How do you use it? It's like a chat room. I'm like, Jesus Christ. What's going on, people? But yeah, you can follow our flagship show at Cave In Universe, and then get some Jobber Circle bonus content at patreon.com/Cave In Universe. Get the Jobber Circle tier where we do our, you can request wrestling watch alongs. Got to do that without getting tongue twisted.
Yeah.
Request wrestling watch alongs. So yeah, we'll watch your favorite events and or matches. And yeah, what else you gotta say, babe?
I don't know. I think this is a great weekend overall. Can't wait to so we already got the announcement for next WrestleMania. Next WrestleMania 40
in Philly. You think so, WrestleMania 40 Roman's gonna lose it? If you're gonna have him go over 1,000 days and you really wanna make it epic, yeah.
You might as well just wait till next WrestleMania. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Roman's gonna lose to almost a next WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Actually, I bet you Roman's gonna lose to someone at next year's WrestleMania, and then he's gonna do an open challenge right then and there. He's gonna say, "I'm gonna do an open challenge for my title. Who's gonna be the one to come out and beat Roman? Here come the money."
Oh man.
Oh yeah. Happy, I think we ended there.
Yeah, I was gonna say happy WrestleMania season.
Literally,
guys.
I was just gonna say happy WrestleMania.